Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them. Want to thank Brian Gertsch and Connor O'Donnell for getting us twitching in the morning, and thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Well, so thank you for listening on this Wednesday.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun today. Thank you to our executive producer. No one is gloomier when the Cubs lose. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
When Tyone gave up that home run, I don't know about anybody else. I mean, I love the fact that air conditioning exists, but I'm a little bit sick of it. Like, we need it. But, like, I'm sick of having, like, the air conditioning just blowing in my face. So I had it on as low as you could possibly have it so that you were just comfortable and not sweating while you drove. Tyone gave up that the first home. I immediately had neck and back sweats. I tensed up. I was on my way back home, and I had to turn up the AC in the car because of what Tyone did. My basement is like a meat locker right now because of the air conditioning.
James and Tyone is bad for your health.
Then I had to take the blanket off because I was mad again and getting heated up.
You were hugging your blanket? The Cubs have reduced you to that?
No, I had to have a blanket on because the basement's so damn cold. But then Tyone got me so upset I had to take the blanket
Dustin
off to get cool
blankie.
Off again.
Oh, you're blanky.
Oh. My puppy.
Thank you, Brandon, for sharing that.
Said hi by Paquette. Settled down, but could not be controlled by Brown. Touched right back up to Kane on the wing. Lane went across, and it's Keith, the shot saves. Rebound, he scores!
The Hall of Famer, wow. Duncan Keith. That's
Duncan
great.
Keith, number two.
And I believe we got Marshall Harris. He's right here. He's right in front of me.
I am so happy to be here, and today I'm not alone. I got friends.
You got Layla Rahimi right here with you.
I didn't mean to abandon you yesterday.
No, no, no. It's fine.
I'm sorry.
David was out here doing things.
And it
wasn't my plan.
Brody time!
We're fully loaded, Molly. Yeah. We're fully loaded.
Hey, Mark.
Does the DJ take requests today? I have a request in honor of Duncan Keith. Do we have his Braveheart quote from the parade, because I always think of it.
That was
I know
pretty
that's,
good.
That's bad.
That was pretty good.
Hockey-wise, he deserves more respect, but that always
probably
does make me laugh.
Probably not as memorable as Corey Crawford that year, but that was a pretty good one.
Oh, Corey Crawford.
Grody, how you doing?
He got demon boozed.
Where's Grody?
He's coming.
He's coming? All right.
He's coming around the mountain. He's coming.
We stowed him away.
Can we hear him?
We stowed him away for safekeeping.
Yeah. That's okay.
He'll be here. He'll deliver.
He's in the basement.
He's
the neck and back
sweats.
Well,
the Cardinals have silenced him, because I don't know if you remember last week he said the division was over.
Oh.
And apparently it's not over. So I think that's what's going on with Grody.
Oh, he's tough one. Prematurely.
Tough one. A heck of a matchup, speaking of the division.
Mizorowski,
up in Milwaukee today.
Skeens
and Mizorowski. That's going to be the best matchup in baseball today.
Are you going to drive up there?
No, I'm not going to drive up there.
You got time.
Tempted.
I don't think I have time.
I don't know. You make time. A David Haw day is really like 30 hours. My day is like 10.
I think it's 110.
I spend like 12 of it sleeping.
No, hear me out. Hear me out, David. It's 110 first pitch. So you could drive up there, catch the first three innings, drive back down, and do your CHSN duties. You'd have to skip the cold tub.
I'd have to skip the cold tub.
Yeah.
I can't do that, Marshall. No, it's not negotiable.
Because he's got the car, too, right?
How about tonight,
right,
man? He's got a lot to do tonight.
Oh, that's
a lot
true.
Of watching of drafting.
Drafting. Yeah, it's draft day.
We got to tear up sheets and boil water and get ready to pull this one.
Here's how I envision things for you guys.
World.
I feel like either Dustin or Brandon ran to the store, convenience store, or you'll do this maybe after the show. You'll buy a pack of cards, and you'll each take a queen for yourselves,
nice.
And you'll hold on to it throughout the draft.
That's
and
not
just hope,
a bad idea.
And just hope.
And you
I'm
put it in your pocket.
Queen of Hearts.
Well, hey, you put it in your pocket like Sonny Weaver in draft day,
queen.
And you pull it out and say, Derek Queen, no matter what.
I'm still trying to figure out how somebody is 3 inches shorter than the listing. Like,
Ace Bailey?
Yes. Yeah. And then you're like, I'm not going to work out.
It's also three
like,
picks
wow,
short.
Wow. All right. You just left how much money on the table?
Yeah.
Sixers. Yeah, we're not going to work out for you. But you're up the street of records. Don't worry about that. Like,
what team is he targeting? What city does he want to play in?
I don't know. It's a great question, though, because with the way the NBA works now, is he thinking, okay, I need to start off my career with Rookie of the Year. Who can I go to and just be the dominant? They're going to let me shoot as much as I want, do whatever I want. No, don't do that. He's not falling to 12.
You know who loves Ace or loved Ace Bailey, at least the first time he talked to him was Kendall. Gill loves Ace
Kendall
Ace
really
Bailey.
Liked
Did
him.
Did you see that game he played against Northwestern? He scored like 30.
Yeah, he was dominant. And he could dominate at times. The biggest question about that is how they had two top five picks.
Yes.
And the Rutgers was not
and
a Final Four team. And they didn't make the tournament.
Yeah, I was looking at that last night too, just like the draft board on the Four Letter Network, because they had like the projected top 10. And I'm like, man, Rutgers is showing up there, but not actually in the season.
It was reminding me of Anthony Edwards at Georgia and how they were a bad, bad basketball team his 1 year at Georgia.
I heard Ron Harper's son,
Dylan,
help me. Say that he's the funniest guy on the team. That he was
Ace Bailey.
Apparently is also.
If he drops lower than five, the Bulls have to have some real conversations about moving up.
Get on
with
a horse.
With what?
With
it's the NBA,
Lonzo
Marshall.
Ball.
I think there's first round draft picks for kids of current players that go far off in the future. You don't have any sort of parameters with NBA draft
David,
or trades.
David,
what?
Just listen carefully here. Without extra draft assets, you can't be mortgaging your future like they did with the Nikola Vucevic trade, because you'll be trying to dig yourself out of the hole for the next 5 years.
And maybe. DeMar DeRozan.
Yes.
Let's face it. Maybe. Like the draft capital that they were trying to get back this year was begotten of DeMar DeRozan.
What have ye today?
Well, I hadn't seen everybody in a while, so I came in fired up. We got to get Mark Grody, the storyteller, to follow up on his proclamation from last week. Because how the wheels have fallen off.
That's the best he's ever been in any of our
transitions. He sounds rested.
I have arrived. I'm listening to every word you say.
Well, Mark, we're going to talk about your proclamation that you made last week about the Cubs. Because what a difference a week makes. I have some real issues with the construction of the team, and it's starting to show. So I want to talk about that while they can still do something about it. Marshall has some really good thoughts about Ben Brown being sent down and why this is a major key right now. Mike Florio talking to us at 11 o'clock. We will get into the Bulls draft and the prospects and what this really means for the team at 11:25. Halftime is at 11:45. Five on it with our top five questions. Not the most important ones, but the ones that we wanted to discuss with you. And then at 12:25, it is my former colleague Mark Sweeney, the longtime major leaguer, great pinch hitter in his career. He's an analyst for the Cardinals for FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. We're going to play the game, Whose Process Do You Trust? We're going to talk about the Cubs' most paid player and our friend Cam Smith of CHSN, the basketball man himself, to talk Bulls and draft at 125.
Have a great show.
Guys.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.